He died for us, we don't have to die anymore.
因为他为我们死,
now we have a resistance.
所以我们现在就有抵抗.
This is law, this is kind of law given after man's fall.
这就是好像在我们人堕落以后一个律,
一个定律一样.
一个定律.
Now remember, in 1918, now there was a new virus.
那有新的病毒.
It's connected with the Spanish flu.
跟这个所谓的西班牙的这个感冒,
and none of the people at that time had resistance.
那个时候人都没有这个抵抗力.
But you see, then what happened? More than 20 million people died because of that.
2000万人死亡就是因为这个.
Now then we think then people definitely on the verge of being destructed.
我们就认为, 人类要毁灭了.
No, because there was a law behind it.
但这个背后有一个定律.
That law was this.
这个律定律是这样,
after these 20 million people died,
这个2000万人死了以后,
then all the rest have the resistance.
然后剩下人就有了,
they don't have to die anymore.
他们不需要再死了.
Do you see that?
你看见吗?
And these people, they did not die for nothing.
所以这些死的人不是无辜的,
they died for the purpose that we can live, even today we can live on.
因为他死是我们今天就可以活.
So this will demonstrate that to us a very important principle.
这就让我们看见一个很重要的一个原则.
That's why our Lord died for us on the cross.
为什么我们主要死在十字架上?
Because he died, we don't have to die.
因为他死我们就不需要死.
Now we have resistance.
所以我们有了抵抗力.
And with the life of Christ,
因为有基督的生命,
with such a strong immune system in us,
所以我们在我们的里面有这样,
now we can overcome sin.
我们就可以来抵抗,
we don't have to sin to, we have to commit sin anymore.
我们不需要再犯罪.
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
that's why we live a holy life.
所以就是我们过一个圣洁的,
I already mentioned again,
我已经说过,
when some doctors said, when you know, actually we have germ in our body,
事实上我们在我们身体里有很多,
we are still healthy.
我们还是很健康,
because our immune system is strong.
因为我们的免疫系统,
our life is rich.
因为我们的身体,
then I will swallow the death.
能够把吞灭这个死亡.
That's why we say someone is healthy.
所以我们说这个人是健康.
Doesn't mean that someone has no disease.
并不表示这个人没有疾病.
My mother was still alive.
我的母亲还是活着.
Few years ago, it has been proclaimed by doctor as a kind of a cancer.
几年以前医生说她有这个癌症.
That kind of cancer only live at most 6 months.
所以那种癌症最多只能活六个月.
So at that time, I prayed before the Lord.
所以在那个时候我在主的面前祷告,
Lord, I have to go on to the forefront for you.
主我必须来到你的面前.
No, 我要到前线去.
我要到前线.
So when I'm in the forefront of the battlefield,
当我来到,
战场的前线, I have no time to take care of my mother.
我没有时间来照顾我的母亲.
But Lord, please, you can do something.
但是主, 我求你,
when I'm busy in the battlefield,
当我在战场上忙碌的时候,
you can keep my mother safe.
你可以保守我的母亲.
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹,
probably that cancer cell was in my mother's body.
的确那个癌症细胞是在我的母亲身上.
But somehow these cells all sleep, fall into sleep.
但是这些病菌他们都睡着了.
So my brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹,
it doesn't mean that if you have found a cancer cell, it means that ought to die.
所以并不是说你有癌症你就一定要死.
And it depends our immune system.
完全是根据你的,
it depends our health.
根据你的健康,
so because of that,
所以,
now my brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹,
we have to remember, we have to learn the very important lesson.
重要的课程,
and what is that lesson?
这个功课是什么?
That is the life will swallow the death.
所以这个生命可以吞灭这个死亡.
So today, even after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
今天我们相信的主义,
our life is a life of resurrection.
我们是一个复活的生命.
Doctor will say, now that will be the situation.
医生会说这是情况,
but it not necessarily will happen that way.
但并不表示说一定要这样,
yes, in general it happened that way.
也许一般来讲会这样,
but brothers, after we are being saved,
当我们得救以后,
now but if you know the secret of a Bible principle,
如果你知道这个圣经的原则的秘密,
then you discover, brothers and sisters,
你就发现,
and now we have a resistance in us.
就是在我们里面有这个抵抗力.
So we thank Lord for this risen life.
我们感谢主这个复活的生命。
And now every day we have to know, not only know his death,
我们不知道要知道他的死,
we also have to know his resurrection.
我们还要知道他的复活,
through our experience, not through our knowledge.
不是根据我们的知识, 根据我们的经验.
I think this is very, very important.
我觉得这是很重要.
Now brothers,
弟兄姐妹,
then today,
今天,
after we are saved,
我们得救以后,
it means now everything is possible. Now God is possible for God to put everything in control.
就神可以 可以掌管一切。
Now you see,
你看
it's through one man's rebellion, that means Adam's rebellion.
根据一个人的叛逆，就是亚当。
Now everything is in chaos.
所以整个就混乱了。
But now through one man's obedience,
根据一个人的顺服。
And how our Lord Jesus died for us on the cross,
当我们的主在十字架上为我们。
Through his obedience,
因为他的顺服。
Then you discover everything will bring back to control again.
把所有的就又再一次的受到了。
And because of that, that's why in 1 Corinthians we were told.
所以在哥林多前书这样。
Now one day everything will be under his feet.
所以在有一天所有的都要伏在他的脚下。
But when that day happens, it means kingdom of heaven did come, do come, does come.
这就这样，就是说天国就降临。
But before that,
在这个之前
we ought to pray that may your kingdom come.
我们是要这样祷告。
So, brother and sister,
你的国降
临。Do you see the gradual process here?
所以你看见这是一个缓。
So bit by bit today, now God is going to get back his territory.
所以一点一点主神就要把他的
first,
这个收。
First, Jesus had to die on the cross.
首先我们基督要死在十字架。
That's why he was a second man.
所以说他这是第二个人。
The first man rebels.
第一个人叛逆。
Then second man obeys.
第二个人他顺服。
Now out of disobedience of first man,
因为第一个人的不顺服
we have SARS, we have all these troubles.
所以我们有这个 SARS, 有这些问题。
But brothers,Now you can understand.
这我们了解。
Because obedience of the second man,
因为第二个人的顺服。
Everything is under control.
所有的都顺服。
So my brother and sister, but this is the beginning of good news.
这只是福音的一个开始。
That's 好消息的开始。That's why today, brothers, we can through our prayer, we can bring heaven down.
所以经过我们的祷告，我们可以把这个。
天带下来。Do you know how important is our prayer, brothers and sisters?
所以你知道我们的祷告是多么的重要。
And that's why we need the whole Lord's prayer.
所以我们的确需要主的。
Every day we have to pray that may thy kingdom come.
我们每天都要这样祷告，愿你的国降。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
If the will of God done on earth.
如果神的旨意能够行在地上
then these things will be gone
所以这些问题都解决
gradually this fallen territory will come back
慢慢这些失去的土地都恢复了
so brothers we are in the process of that
所以弟兄姐妹这就是我们的过程
that's why we should understand the spiritual meaning behind it
所以我们必须要了解在这个背后属灵的意义
so brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
through but in God's program
在神的这个
not only Christ is the obedient one
不只是主是顺服的
you know church was born
我们知道教会诞生
and church is the fullness of the head
我们知道教会就是那个头的彰显
头的丰满 now my brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
if through one man everything will be under the subjection of our Lord
如果经过一个人万物都伏在我们神的脚下
they're the same way
用同样的方法
now today after church is born
这个教会诞生以后
Now you don't know how important is the church
你不知道教会是多么的重要
When the Lord said I will build my church upon this rock
当神说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上
Then the gate of hell will open
然后阴间的门就要打开
But the Lord said the gate of hell will not prevail against it
但是他却说阴间的门不能胜
Why?
为什么
Because this becomes a threat to the enemy of God
因为这是对神的一个
No 对撒旦的一个威胁 Because he knows that his days are numbered
因为他知道他的时日不多了
That my brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
For why? Because not only Christ was a threat for him
不只是基督是他的威胁
And the church also has to be the threat to the enemy
教会也应该是敌人
So now you know how God is going to regain his territory
所以我们知道神要怎么样在
Not only through Christ but also through the church
不只是要经过基督也要经过教会
And for that reason brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
we have been given the authority
我们给了这个权柄
When we are binding and when we are loosing the heaven will bind and loose
我们在地上捆绑释放在天上也要捆绑
释放 Think about it
所以想一想
We bind first
我们捆绑
Then heaven binds
天上也捆
绑 We loose first
我们在地上
Then heaven loose
天上也捆绑
What does that mean
这什么意思
That means we have been given authority
这就表示说我们有这个权柄
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
Then something ought to be under the ought to subject to the church
所以万物都要服在教会的下面
But how the church can over how everything can put into control
怎么样能够所有的事情都能够得到管制
Now brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
Because the church is at the feet of Christ
必须教会在基督的
So when church we learn obedience
当教会学习顺服。
When we obey in every way.
我们在每一样事上都顺服。
Now, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
you discover everything is under control.
所有的事情都得到了管理。
The germ is still there.
细菌。
Virus is still there.
病毒还在那。
Cancer cell is still there.
这个癌症病毒还在那。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹。
But thank the Lord.
感谢主。
And then you discover that we may be healthy.
我们还是能够健康。
Why?
为什么？
Because something to do with our immune system.
因为我们有的免疫系统。
This is very, very important.
这是很重要的。
So we have to learn, brothers, we have to learn to obey.
所以我们要学习怎么样的顺服。
Whenever we obey the word of the Lord,
当我们顺服主的话，
then we will put ourselves under the feet of our Lord.
就是我们放在主的脚底下。
Then you discover everything will be subject to you.
我们就看见所有的事情也顺服你。
When you say I have to, I want to sleep, you just sleep.
你说我要睡觉就睡觉。
Today, you see, when you say I want to sleep, your body did not listen to you.
今天说我要睡觉，你的身体不听你的话。
You need some pills, brothers and sisters.
你就要这个吃这个药丸。
Do you see that's our problem?
这是我们的问题。
And some people have to take the pill of depression.
有些人他要吃这个。忧郁的这个药。
Because they cannot conquer their depression.
因为他们不能够战胜他们的这个。
My brothers, are we bound to be defeated?
难道说我们是要失败吗？
Do you think we have to take one pill after another?
难道说我们一天每一天都要吃药吗？
My brothers and sisters, remember, if you obey the Lord.
如果我们顺服主,
if you put yourself under the feet of our Lord,
如果我们放在我们主的脚下,
everything will be under our feet.
所有的事情要在我们的脚下。
Now, brothers and sisters, that's really what happened to John.
这就是发生在约翰的身上。
You know, in the early time when John was traveling,
当约翰在那里旅行的时候,
there are so many bugs.
有很多的这个虫子。
So many bugs around him.
这些虫子。
And he was bothered.
他就受到搅扰。
But he said, in the name of the Lord, let this bug leave him.
他说奉我主主的名赶走这些。
So next morning, all his disciples saw all the bugs at the door, at the gate, just at the doors, all piled up there.
第二天早上，他们门徒就看见那个虫子就在他们门口。
John was not bothered.
所以约翰他就不再受到打扰。
So brothers and sisters, this is very real in Christian life.
在基督的生命里，这是很真实的。
Why some people when they pray,
当有些人祷告
，and they were cured,
他们就得着医治。
And we know that one person got a cancer disease.
我们知道有一人得着这个癌症。
And he prayed,
他祷
告。The Lord answered his prayer.
神就是应回应。
And later his daughter also got a disease.
然后他的女儿也生病了。
But why they are different?
为什么不一样
呢？ And why they all pray?
他们都祷告了。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，not only faith,
不只是信心
，also obedience,
也要顺服。
If brothers and sisters, how are you going to lose your control?
你怎么样失去你的控制呢
？Because we are not under the headship of Christ.
因为我们不是在基督的
王权底下。Then everything began to rebel against us.
所有的事情就开始反叛我们。
So because of that,
因为如此。
For that reason,
为这个原因。
We had to pray.
我们要祷告。
May thy kingdom come, may will be done.
愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意。
On earth as it is in heaven.
行在地上如同行在天上。
At least in the church.
至少要在。
The will of God ought to be realized on earth as in heaven.
至少在教会里，神的旨意要行在地上，如同
行在天上。So when church is at the feet of Christ,
当教会在基督的脚下
，then you discover,
我们就发现
，when they gather together and pray,
当他们聚在一起祷告的时候
，and many miracles happen,
所有的很多的
today the miracles still happen,
今天奇迹还是在发生。
But the problem is this,
问题是在这里
，we are always rebel against God,
我们一直在反叛。
When we rebel against God's will,
当我们叛逆神的旨
意 ，and we still want everything under control.
而我们还需要一切的都受在我们的掌管之下。
This is almost impossible.
这是不可能。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So what is the secret?
什么是秘诀呢
？The secret is very simple.
秘诀很简单。
When we obey the word of God.
当我们顺服神的话。
For example, the Bible said, "Rejoice, I in the Lord." I say, "Always rejoice."
就像圣经在说，喜乐，经常喜乐。
Now this is order.
时常喜乐。
This is order.
这是一个命令。
So remember,
记得
if you are not joyful, we disobey the word of God.
所以说我们不喜乐是违反神的命令。
Do you see that?
你看见吗
？For that reason, no matter in what condition you are in.
所以不管你在什么
，no matter what miserable are you in.
不管你是在怎么样一个
，You say, Lord, I want to obey you.
你说主啊，我要顺服。
Even I have tears in my eyes.
其实在你的眼中有
泪。But I obey because you say joyful in the Lord, be rejoiced, rejoice in the Lord.
因为你说喜乐在神里有喜乐，我就。
So when you really obey that,
当你真正的顺服
，my brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
，then you discover many miracles will happen.
你就发现很多的奇迹就发
生了。And sometimes our disease are just being are just gone like this.
我们的病好像就这样不见了。
Now remember,
记得
today we were told that in Hong Kong,
今天在香港
it's about one fifth of people they got paranoia.
有五分之一的人，他们好像是在
有恐惧症。
恐惧症
actually is SARS paranoia.
是恐惧这个 SARS.
So roughly 1 million people there.
所以差不多有一百万人。
And the tendency is that most likely they will go to depression.
很可能他们就会进入到一个。
进到沮丧里面。No, if you are in depression, 忧郁症, then how are you going to do it?
当你忧郁，你怎么办呢?
Now, brothers and sisters, the important thing is,
重要的是,
the word of God is rejoice and always in the Lord.
神的话是说要喜乐，要时常喜乐。
Then you will be lifted up out of your depression.
然后你就从你这个沮丧之中被。
And then your immune system will become strong.
然后你的免疫系统就强壮。
Now my brothers and sisters, now SARS is something to do with our tongue, our lung.
我们知道 SARS 跟我们的肺有关系。
Now in order to protect our lung,
要保护我们的肺。
Our saliva is very important.
我们的口水很重要。
And because in God's creation,
因为在神的创造
，our saliva is such.
我们的唾液是这样。
When we are in fear.
当我们在恐惧
的时候 When we are depressed,
我们在沮丧的时候
the resistance become weak in saliva.
在这个唾液里面的这个抵抗力就减弱
So if that one is gone,
如果这个失去了
then it's very easy for the germ or the virus attack our lung.
就很容易让这个病菌来攻击我们
So you see, rejoice in the Lord, always rejoice.
所以说要喜乐要时常喜乐
Now brothers, this is why.
为什么
Yes, even our tears fill our eyes.
也许泪水满了我们的眼睛
But our spirit can be full of joy.
但是我们在属灵上我们可以
And then you discover the life of Christ will swallow all kind of death.
然后我们就看见这个基督的生命就吞灭了一切死亡
And then somehow your immune system become very strong.
然后你的免疫系统就开始强
壮 So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
because of that,
因为如此
even 1,000 people die in this side,
有一千人倒在你的
And 10,000 another side,
有一万人倒在另外一边
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
we are no such thing can approach us.
但是他却不能够面临到我们的。
Now before we conclude this message,
让我们做结论以前
，I like to show you 911 in the Bible.
我要在圣经里告诉你们这个911。
Let's turn to Psalm 91.
我们打开诗篇这个九十一篇，诗篇九十一篇。
And verse one,
第一节。
So that's 911.
所以这是九一一。
Okay, now that's a very important message.
是很重要的信息。
That's the word of God.
这是神的话。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
What does that mean?
这什么意思
？Abide in Christ.
这就是住在基督。
That's the commandment of our Lord.
这是我们主的命令。
Abide in me, and I in you.
住在我里面，我就在你里面。
You see that if you really obey,
这就是顺服。
Then what happened?
然后怎么样发生
？I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress.
我要论到耶和华说他是我的避难所是我的山寨
Now you understand why God is our refuge and our fortress
所以我们知道神怎么样是我们的
My God in whom I trust
这就是我所信服
And verse 3
第三节说
And it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence
他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫
Now deadly pestilence includes SARS, mad cow and others
所以这个瘟疫就包括了这个狂牛症包括了这个 SARS 还有其他的疾病
Do you see that, brothers and sisters? Now this ought to be under your feet
所以这些必须要在你的脚下
And verse 4
第四节
He will cover you with his pinions and under his wings you may seek refuge His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark
他必用自己的翎毛遮避你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
And verse 5 you will not be afraid of terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day.
你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭。
So you have terrorism here.
所以我们看见在这里有恐怖主义。
Especially with those who live in New York.
尤其我们住在纽约。
And verse 6
第六节
of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays wait at noon.
也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是在午间灭人的病毒。
A thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you.
所以有千人伏倒在你旁边，万人伏倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。
The saints in Taiwan,
在台湾的这个
they really claim this word.
他们的确是宣布了这个经节
because the word of God really came to them.
因为神的话临到他们。
Now you know that recently Taiwan situation become the worst in the whole world.
我们知道最近台湾的情况成为世界上最糟糕的。
But according to the word of God.
但是根据神的话。
A thousand may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you.
所以有千人伏倒在你旁边，万人伏倒在你右边，这灾却不临，却不得临近你。为什么
？When the church really set himself at the feet of Christ，
当教会在伏在基督的脚下。
When we really obey，
当我们顺服。
My brother and sister，
弟兄姐妹。
Then you discover，
你就发现。
Then somehow the heaven of God， heaven of heaven， the kingdom of heaven is here。
所以天国就在这里。
Then heaven is on earth。
所以天国就在。
We really pray for that to happen。
我们就是祷告这样能够发
生 You young people
尤其是年轻人
According to by honor your parents
孝敬你的父母
Now why honor your parents
为什么要孝敬你的父母
This is the only one commandment given in the Bible with a promise
因为这在圣经里这个命令是有应许的
应许的 Then you may live a long life
你就可以活一个很长的生命
Why
为什么
Even the sores will be under your feet
连这个 SARS 都会
cancer will under your feet
癌症也在你的脚下
because the Lord said he promised you a long life
因为神已经应许你
because that's the word of God
是因为这是神的话
now important thing is
这重要的
是 do you obey your parents
难道你孝敬
do you honor your parents
你孝敬你父母吗
when you honor your parents before you honor your parents
在你孝敬你父母
you already put yourself under the feet of Christ
你已经伏在基督的脚下
and since you are so obedient
因为你是这样的顺服
my brother and sister
弟兄姐妹
then you discover all this wonderful promise will be yours
所以这些美好的应许都是你的
now why some other people didn't have it
为什么有些人没有呢
not only believe
不只是相信
but also obey
而且要顺服
So faith and obedience are the most important traits in Christian life
所以不只是信心也顺服在基督徒的生活里
So may the Lord really speak to our heart
所以愿主
听我们的
心说话
Many suffering because of our disobedience
我们很多的困苦苦难都是因为我们不顺服
So because of discipline work of our Lord
因为我们主的话的这个
He make us obedient
他使我们顺服
Why he make us obedient?
为什么使我们顺服
He want to strengthen our immune system.
因为他要使我们的免疫系统更强。
He want to us to live longer.
他希望我们过得更长。
Yeah, from the very beginning.
因为从一开始。
Satan was the murderer.
撒旦就是那。
He want to cut you short. 他要把你切掉切断。He want to cut you short.
他要把你。
把你切断。You see, for that reason, that's why so many car accidents.
所以有这么多的车祸。
Many other diseases.
有很多的疾病。
Now, my brother and sister, every disease must have a problem, must have question, must have reason for it.
每一个疾病都有它的背后的。
And no wonder Paul was praying before the Lord.
所以我们保罗在神的面前祷告。
Why is such a thorn in his body?
为什么在我身上有这一根刺
？So, brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
，remember,
记得
，thank God,
感谢主。
Don't say that nothing is in control.
不要说都失去了控制。
Something is in control now.
有些是有控制。
But God has to begin with Christ and the church.
神必须从基督开始再到教会。
Now finally,
最后
the whole earth, all the kingdom of this earth will become the kingdom of our God.
在地上所有的国都成为我们神的国。
That when our Lord comes, when our Lord returns.
当我们主回来的时候。
So on the one hand,
从一方面来说
we pray that our Lord will come back soon.
我们希望我们的主能够早一点回来。
But on the other hand,
从另外一方面
，Heaven's already in control today.
天国已经得着控制。
In your life,
在你的生命。
Also, in the church,
也在教会里。
So brothers,
弟兄姐妹
，If heaven can control you,
如果天可以控制你
，How heaven can control anything which approach you?
天可以控制所有要面临到你身上。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，Important in this,
重要的是
，In my Christian life.
在我的基督徒
的生命 Do I find heaven on earth?
我发现了天在地上
In my family
在我家
Do I find heaven on earth?
我发现天在地上
In the church
在教会
Do we find heaven on earth?
我们发现天在地上
If that is true
如果这是实际
That's the kingdom of heaven coming here
这就是天国降到地上
So brothers
弟兄姐妹
This ought to be our prayer
这就是我们的祷告。
So even we are late,
即使我们
so I suggest how about two or three prayers before we conclude this meeting.
我们有一些简短的祷告。
Just feel free.